Old Navy's kicking off the holidays in style with 40% off everything. That's right, everything on your list is on sale now. Get 40% off every pair of jeans, 40% off all sweatshirts and all hoodies, even 40% off all outerwear. Get 40% off all the holiday gifts they want at a price you want. 40% off everything at Old Navy and OldNavy.com now. Hurry in or miss out. Valid 11/14 to 11/19 excludes gift cards, today only and two-day only deals, gift of the week, clearance, register lane items, Zip Zap stuff, and jewelry.
Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Did you know there are over 10,000 wine grape varieties worldwide? Here's to thousands of gift possibilities.
My go-to holiday wine is Chardonnay. I love it with turkey and potatoes. Pile on the gravy.
Let me show you our more than 8,000 party-perfect wines that are in your budget and out of this world.
Whether you're entertaining or just bringing the wine, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection with you this holiday. Now offering same-day delivery at TotalWine.com. Cheers!
Get to Old Navy Saturday and Sunday just in time for back to school. Girls and boys polos are $3 in stores only. Plus, Saturday only jeans are $10 for adults, $7 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/10 to 8/11. Limit 5 polos. Select styles only.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to Meaningless Activity, and what could be more meaningless than sitting down and watching a musical? I will have to say it's my favorite film of 2017. We're going to be talking about The Greatest Showman. And I don't know, where do you start? I mean, I never talked about musicals, right, when I did the Hero Heads podcast. Reason I'm doing it now is my daughter's birthday party is this weekend, and it is The Greatest Showman themed, which is weird because if you go back, you know, 7 years of my podcast career, if you, you know, this feed right here, you're going to have episodes where I talk about my wife being pregnant with her. And now, you know, we're coming up on a Greatest Showman birthday party, so It's weird. It's a whole nother life. Whole nother life back then. Totally different show back then. Now I've cleaned up my act, you know, talking about musicals for 10 minutes. And it's an excellent movie. I mean, it's a simply amazing movie. Some of the best choreography and some of the best well-written music I've ever heard in a film. So as far as, you know, Academy-wise, the film won Golden Globe for This Is Me, nominated for the Academy, won the Golden Globe. Several nominations, Best Picture for the Golden Globe, Best Actor for Jackman. So what is this movie about that 20th Century Fox produced, grossing $434 million worldwide? Well, quite simply, it's all about P.T. Barnum and his start in the mid-19th century with what is now known as the circus. Sadly enough, the circus is gone, no longer around. After seeing the film and prior to her birthday party, we took her to, just last weekend, we took her to an actual circus by the Shriners. And, you know, it's not as magical as a film makes it, right? The actual circus. But they did incorporate several songs from The Greatest Showman into their show, and it kind of made it, you know, a more modern experience. And when you go see the circus as an adult, it's a totally different totally different deal. There's things that you're just like, okay, is that really something? But the kids enjoyed it, and that's what it's all about. So this project, if you don't know the history, you know, we talked about the film coming out in 2017, but the project was first announced in 2009 with Hugh Jackman in the title role. 2011, they figured out the director. 2013, they get the song started writing. 2016 is when Zac Efron and Michelle Williams signed on. And then they got their choreographer, which was Ashley Wallen. So filming began in 2016, October. So long time. A long time in the making. 2017 post-production happened, and then, you know, of course we had the release. Now, you know, when you talk, the film premiered at the very end of 2017, and it was announced, you know, in 2009. I mean, that is just ridiculous. It's not really the way things work anymore. It doesn't feel like it. People announce it, and then, boom, a movie comes out. So, what can I say? In the grand scheme of things, this is the perfect musical. There are some songs that don't really work for me, you know. But most of them are just simply, I mean, just breathtaking. If you, you know, not all the words, you know, you gotta read the words. I feel like when you read the words to a song, it should be like a poem. And pretty much all of these songs are. The Other Side is probably the only song I don't like. But I like it in The Greatest Showman Reimagined, which are, you know, famous singers doing the songs from The Greatest Showman. Now, the critical response. On Metacritic, which I always talk about on this show, has an average score of 48 out of 100. 48 out of 100. That's a 4.8 out of 5. Or, I mean, a 4.8 out of 10. Sorry. I'm losing it. 4.8 out of 10. So that's 50. That's a, you know, that's a 50% score, pretty much. Rotten Tomatoes, 56%. Average rating is 6 out of 10. According to a quote from, you know, Rotten Tomatoes. The Greatest Showman tries hard to dazzle the audience with a Barnum-style sense of wonder, but at the expense of its complex subject's far more intriguing real-life story. So it got a bad review because Barnum had a better complex story, personally, and it wasn't shown in the film. That's not a reason to give it a bad rating. This is from the Dallas Morning News. Quote, "The story is interesting, and the beats are well acted. But it's the musical numbers that make The Greatest Showman." And I agree completely. HuffPost gave it a 10 out of 10, which, you know, as a musical, I'd probably give it a 10 out of 10 too. Quote, "You will be overwhelmed by the music and magic that explode on the screen. The film has a message that should resonate with today's world concerning acceptance and courage." Eh, a little too political. You know, it's a movie. Let's just... Digital Spy, quote, "The Greatest Showman is a broad and solid crowd pleaser, an undermanding spectacle for all the family." Okay. Positive. I think that if you don't like musicals, that's fine. Let me do a bad review, okay? These are people, I guess, who don't like musicals. Rolling Stone. Peter Travers, who's, you know, probably your biggest go-to, right? Because he did, Popcorn on ABC News. But, he's, you know, he writes for People and all these crazy magazines. He gave the film a 1.5 out of 4 stars. Why do it out of 4 stars? First of all, stupid scale, Rolling Stone. Quote, how do you cast a virtuoso Hugh Jackman as P.T. Barnum, spare no expense in production values, and a score by Oscar and Tony winners Pasek and Paul, and still end up with the shrill blast of nothing that is The Greatest Showman? Shrill blast of nothing. First of all, from all of this, I realize how much I despise quote-unquote professional film critics, just because they have no... They're more focused on making it sound fancy than to give you an honest review. And that's kind of why I do this show, you know. It's an awesome movie, okay? Go see it. Quit it. Quit being a baby. Enjoy the music. Tap your foot. And let's move on. I don't need you making little fancy terms using the word shrill blast of nothing in your quotes. How ridiculous. But anyway, go see the movie. It's awesome. You're going to love it. And if you don't, there's something wrong with you. It's emotional. It's well written. It's perfect. And I'm looking forward to the sequel.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Ciabatta collection. How do you want it?
Ooh, I'll take the slam poetry.
Sure.
Italian ciabatta with fresh mozzarella. When hunger reigns, you're my flavor umbrella. Tasty garlic steak and provolone. With you, my taste buds are never alone. Savory chicken pesto, you have my affection. For you complete the ciabatta collection. Thank you. That was the new ciabatta collection by Subway. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Can I get a drum roll, please? Because this is big. It's time for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. We're talking huge savings. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. Okay, that's it. Now you can hit the... There we go. That's simple, easy, awesome. Hurry, our Best Deal of the Year won't last long. To learn more, click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Old Navy's kicking off the holidays in style with 40% off everything. That's right, everything on your list is on sale now. Get 40% off every pair of jeans, 40% off all sweatshirts and all hoodies, even 40% off all outerwear. Get 40% off all the holiday gifts they want at a price you want. 40% off everything at Old Navy and OldNavy.com now. Hurry in or miss out. Valid 11/14 to 11/19 excludes gift cards, today only and 2-day only deals, gift of the week, clearance, register lane items, Zip Zap stuff, and jewelry. Old Navy's kicking off the holidays in style with 40% off everything. That's right, everything on your list is on sale now. Get 40% off every pair of jeans, 40% off all sweatshirts and all hoodies, even 40% off all outerwear. Get 40% off all the holiday gifts they want at a price you want. 40% off everything at Old Navy and OldNavy.com now. Hurry in or miss out. Valid 11/14 to 11/19 excludes gift cards, today only and 2-day only deals, gift of the week, clearance, register lane items, Zip Zap stuff, and jewelry.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.